Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio, featuring B-O-T-T-Y, Voices of the True Israelites. Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry, featuring B-O-T-T-Y, Voices of the True Israelites. I'll be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH, part number 44. So we're just going to stroll down the international side and see who all in the room and what's going on. It's called a special edition called Thursday Evening. B-O-T-T-Y, Voices of the True Israelites. Let's stroll on the international side and peep and see what's going on the international side. And we see all the sloppy still. You know, one thing, that's a good thing, see, right? All the slots are still. And what's flashing out of New York? New York, 09874. 109874. 109874. We're going to find the elder and bring him in, and he'll let you know we're bringing this broadcast, and we'll go from there. So when you meet the elder, with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs. Yahweh be with you there, C. Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Sirius Rebel C. Royal. How are you? Yahweh.
I'm the Yahweh the Elder. Well, look like another fine audience in here. 195 international countries. They all got their little slots in there. They got their little red, got their little light, red light on. And it's flashing out of New York, 109-874. So you take it from there, and we'll take a look at a couple of these memos and go from there. 109-874. Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of a well-attending number that came to listen to our class. 109,874 listeners. And you know what that says? A lot of people came to hear the words of Yahweh. Because if you think about it, there's a lot going out there these days, a lot going on. Well, people is getting deceived, being mentally manipulated, physically abused, and all kinds of things. And they do that. It's happening to them because they've abandoned their Yahweh. So at this time, we know we all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and actually some listening never understand. But Yahweh Ministry makes all this misunderstanding understood and more possible. We do all these things through teaching from the Bible, because through proper teaching, some, they never find what they're looking for, because they're always misinformed by the wrong people that do not do Bible. They do bump the gums, running their mouth a lot about what they know and things that they're not wise in. Well, this is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this understanding and more possible for the righteous, because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. Yes, that's right, Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that there are people out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's words, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe Yahweh, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time starts at 7:30, ending at 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices, even a smartphone or a smartwatch will work. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see choices. One of the choices would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms. chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the helpfuls we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. This calendar is explained in biblical detail by Scripture, what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your systems. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We are currently using two email addresses also. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We also have a few phone numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine. Once again, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one interesting note, as we usually mention. During our normal broadcast, we're simultaneously also broadcasting on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to discuss any on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs or Seer Israel. Actually, we're both together. Seer Israel is riding shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered, as I've seen before. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. Also, if broadcast ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But teaching cannot continue if you're running a bump of gums, as I said before. You have to remember what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all churches or covenants of the saints. We have to keep these scriptures in mind, knowing that they're the words of Yahuwah. Because when you're trying to win the bump the gums contest, as we're often mentioned, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember we are here rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. Look what it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you, so that these things may manifest in your memory." Keep your Bibles open. Take notes. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel. Our teaching is about to begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Elder. Exactly right. The teaching is getting ready to begin. On whatever the man gives us, he will put it on the table. No doubt about it. All righty, excellent. Let's see, can we take a look at Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in and see if he's here? Because, you know, a lot of times people be looking for to hear a good word. Matter of fact, I ran to my brother a little while ago, and he said, "Well, you know, see, you know, I'm not feeling well." I said, "Well, I'll tell you what you do. Just tune in to the broadcast and listen to the broadcast a little bit, and maybe we can get you to feel a little bit better and understand one thing about this word. See, always we got to be prepared to give in Proverbs 12:25. Always ready to give a good word. Sometimes a good word, even before the class goes on the weekend, you know, and we of the six anointed camps will just call each other and give a good word. You'd be surprised. Somebody might be on a limb, like my brother were. He's on a limb. Give him a good word. Tell him, sit back and open your book up a minute and listen to the word. All right, good enough. So let's see if we go find Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in. We'll see what we can get going on. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, "Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahuwah beat you there, see you right.
Well, bless you, see Israel. Let's see Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there. Brother Yahdai Israel. Well, you know, I got one of my old brothers on the line. He said he needed a little word. I think we'll see what we can do after we find out how this lesson on tape number 44 might go. How about going to Luke chapter 12, verse 12? Let's see if we get something going on. You on the clock there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what that says.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you want. And that's what we need. We need to know about the righteous spirit, because we find out the righteous spirit is a teacher. Not only that, let's run to second chapter of Timothy, and we find out something else might be a teacher. Let's find out something there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's take a look at the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse number 11. We might find out something else might be a teacher that we need to know about. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, let's pick it around about 11 down to verse 13. We might find out something else might be a teacher. Let's see what's going on in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 11 down to, let's just do 11 and 13. 11 through 13. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 down to verse 13. That's my final verdict, Brother Yahdai Israel. What that says in 2nd, not Timothy, Titus. Thank you, there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Thank you. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. That's my final verdict. Titus chapter 2, 11 down to verse 13. What can I say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Titus, chapter 2, verse number 11 to 13 reads, book of Titus 2, verse number 11, for the grace, mercy of Yahweh that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men and women, verse number 12, teaching us that denying our Yahwehliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, Yahwehly in this present world. 13, looking for that blessed hope and the great appearance of the great Yahweh and our Savior, Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm. So we find out this grace really that we'll be asking for is a teacher. Is a teacher this grace? You know, a lot of times people say, well, I'm up on a grace. So, yeah, but you understand what grace really means. Grace is a teacher. You might say, well, you know, I owe this bill, but I don't have the money right now to pay it. It's okay. You got the money right now? How much time do you need? Otherwise, how much grace do you need to pay me my money? Well, can I get 3 weeks? Okay, you got 3 weeks of grace. That's all it means. It don't mean nothing done away with. That means we're going to put it off and give you 3 more weeks to get my money up. So that was grace is a teacher. That's what grace is a teacher, see, right here. Grace don't give you no good feeling. All of a sudden, now you got grace. I'm up on the grace. Yeah. But the grace is a time period to get your act right before this man comes down. Matter of fact, let's read a little bit of that. Let's look at Psalm chapter 66, verse 5. See, grace only gives you time to get your act in order. But that don't mean it's done away with. You got a timeline to get your act together. That's what grace means. Get your act together. Let's see what it says in Psalm 66, verse 5 there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Psalms, chapter 66, verse number 5 reads. Book of Psalms 66, verse number 5. Come and see the works of Yahweh. His terrible in his doing towards the family of men.
Mm-hmm. Come and see the work. Now where are you going to see the works of Yahweh at? Matter of fact, since we mentioned the name Yahweh, what that mean in the historical documents fact? What are you saying? Because we got so many new listeners on the network. What are you saying, Yahweh? What's that supposed to mean? Can you look in your Bible dictionary and tell me what the word Yahweh means, Y-H-W-H? What that mean for everybody can follow along on what do YHWH instead of using the word Lord God Jesus Allah and Buddha. What that means that we can read that, Brother Yahweh Israel? Brother Yahweh Israel, what that mean? What that mean by you hollering some Yahweh? What does that Yahweh mean? Can you bring up any kind of historical documents, facts, that why we use the name Yahweh instead of Lord God and Jesus? Can you help me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Yes, sir. I'm looking at a historical document entitled Four Letters, YHWH, and it reads, one thing that is clear is that the name is not the Lord. This title is substituted for the name almost 7,000 times. The most English translation of the Semitic scripture include the word Hebrew. In other words, YHWH is removed 7,000 times, and the Lord is added 7,000 times. This manipulation, no matter how well-intended, has the clear desire of Yahweh for his people to call on his name.
So you're saying that when I use any other name besides YHWH, according to historical documents, facts. What's going on again? What is that top word in there? If I use any other name, when I call on the mighty one upstairs, and if I don't use YHWH, what did the historian says we did? What happened to us again according to writing? What did it say that, Brother Yahweh Israel? We being what?
This manipulation
Oh, we've been manipulated. So when we don't use the true name of the Almighty, that means we've been manipulated. Manipulated, see, right? You know, that's the thing. You don't know who likes to get beat, manipulated. Suppose you had a better half, and all of a sudden you find out that better half have manipulated you. You don't feel too good. That's the same thing about the name, see, right? We've been told that his name is one thing, and we've been manipulated, and all we got to do is ask our telephone, what is the true name of the guy upstairs? And he'll tell you. The true name is YHWH. Lord God and Jesus was added to remove the name by manipulation. Now go in your Bible dictionary. Since we took a look at historical documents facts, let's go and look at the Bible dictionary and tell you what that say there. In your Bible, most Bibles have a dictionary to it. What do the Bible dictionary say about the name there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Reading from the Holy Bible, King James Version, with the Dictionary Concordance by Nelson, page number 22, and it reads, Lord, one who has authority over persons or things. When large or small capital are used for Lord, the original Semitic word reads YHWH.
Oh, so when you read your Bible, whenever you see the word Lord, God, Jesus, capitalized or small, you have to get in your mind that that is manipulation for the true name YHWH. So when you read your Bible, and you look at the word, you look right at the English word called Lord. You say, aha, I got you. This means YHWH. So when I read the Bible and it says God, aha, I got you. That means YHWH. If I read the word Jesus, aha, I got you. That means YHWH the Son. Oh, now I got it. And once we understand that seed right here, then this man would tell you, wait a minute. Then he's going to tell you something else. He's going to tell you something in the 44th chapter. He said, okay, you got that part right. Then I'm going to tell you something else to do in Isaiah 44. Pick up verse 1. Let's see what he says in Isaiah 44, verse 1. So we got that right. So we got his name right. Now, okay, good. We got the name right. Now, Isaiah the seer in 700 B.C., was called to the carpet, and the mental spirits told him a few things. And let's see what he says in 44, 1, 2, 3, 4. What he says in Isaiah 44, 1, 2, 3, 4, Brother Yahda Israel, come on.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse number 1 through 4 reads, Book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse number 1. You now hear, O Israel, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Verse number 2. I say of Yahshua that made you and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, O Israel, my servant is thou, Israel, whom I have chosen. Verse number 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, blood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your seed, my blessing upon your offspring. Verse 4. As among the grass, as willows by the water course.
Mm-hmm. Read another verse. Give me another verse. Give me one more verse.
Verse number 5. One shall say, I am Yahshua. Another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall strive with his hand until Yahshua. And surname himself by the name of Israel.
Oh, so listen what he's saying. He said, once you come to the knowledge of his name, it's the same thing as the Father's name, YHWH, then what you do once you find this out, you will surname yourself. That means you will last name yourself without going down to send anybody of authority, because the Bible is the authority. You will say, oh, I got to put on the last of my name, Israel. So whatever. I understand I got to keep my name to sign, get my checks and all that good stuff. I understand that. But when I'm introducing myself to others in the street, anybody else around me, I have to put the name Israel at the end of my name. So my name might be, I use a name, for example. My name might be Dennis Kennedy. Suppose my name is Dennis Kennedy. And I said, Dennis Kennedy Israel. Oh, okay. Dennis Kennedy Israel. Now, I got the name. So now, by me using Dennis Kennedy Israel, that means what, according to number 6, 22-27? Let me see if I use the name Dennis Kennedy Israel. What happens if I use that at the end of my name? What do the Bible say behind that? So now my name, I'm going to tell everybody my name is Dennis Kennedy Israel. And let's see what he got written behind that in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. So what he got written that we can read if I call myself Dennis Kennedy Israel? What do you got there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse number 22 through 27, read. Book of Numbers 6, verse number 22. Yahweh spake unto Moses, say, verse 23, speak unto Aaron, and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the family of Israel, saying unto them. Verse 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you. 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Verse 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Verse 27, they shall put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them.
Oh, so if my name is Dennis Kennedy Israel, and if I tell people my name is Dennis Kennedy Israel, you saying the Almighty going to do what for me in verse 27, Brother Yahshua Israel? What are you going to do for me?
Look at Numbers 6:27. They shall put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them.
You'll be walking around with a blessing. You'll be walking around with a blessing. So now, that means once you walk around with a blessing, that means one thing. You know, like if anybody has children, you know, in the past or whatever, when they cry, you can recognize when your children is crying. So the Almighty is saying, I can recognize my child or my child is carrying my name. So if I hear my child crying, I'm going to come see what he wants. Because now he's calling himself by the name of Dennis Kennedy Israel. And that is my son, and I told him, put that name together, and I'm going to respond. But I told him something else to do, too. Let's see what else I told him to do. He really wants me to look directly at you whenever you in trouble. What else do you want me to do? Because I want all the blessings I can get. Because I'm sitting around, I'm kind of feeling starved, so I need all the blessings I can get. What else do you want me to do to get your blessings? Let's go to Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 down to verse 40. Let's see if anything else can I do to get your blessing. Because I want your blessing. Because I'm kind of feeling a little lonely now. So I need your blessing. So what else I got to do to make sure when I moan and groan, you will respond to me? 15, 37 through 40. What do you say there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37 to 40 reads. Book of Numbers, 15, verse 37. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the family of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their gardens throughout their generation, that they put upon the fringe of the border a ribbon of blue. Verse 39, it shall be unto you for a fringe. You may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh and do them, that you seek not after your own mind, your own eyes after which you used to go a whoring. Verse 40, And you may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So when you're wearing fringes on your clothing, you're being righteous to your mighty one. And what is the biblical definition of being righteous? And let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. What does that mean? What is the biblical definition of being righteous? Oh, I want to be righteous. Okay, good. You want to be righteous? Let's see what the biblical definition of being righteous means. Oh, I want to be righteous now. I want to please my maker. Okay, good. You want to please him? Let's see what he got saying for you to be righteous. Let's see what he says in verse number 3 and 25. Let's give a name in Deuteronomy 6, verse 3 and 25. Give us a name now, Brother Yahdai Israel. Oh, I want to be right. I've got to a stage now. I want to just treat my maker and be right with him. You want to be right with him? Understand that he gave you a name. He gave you a dress code, fringes. So he gave you a last name. At the end of your name is Israel. Now he gave you a dress code with them fringes on. So that's, and then what else he said now? Now what else I got to do to be right? Let's see what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 3 and 25.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 3 and verse number 25 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 6, verse number 3. Hear therefore, O Israel, verse 25, this shall be our righteousness. If we observe to do all of his Torah instructions before Yahweh or Yahweh, as he have commanded us.
Oh, so there we go. So let's recap this. First of all, I got to know his true name is YHWH. That's his true name. That's the name of the Father and the Son. Okay, good. Matter of fact, it makes a statement. Not only that, it makes a statement here, Brother Yahdai Israel. Not only that, it makes a statement. And I think I'm going to try to pull it out. He said something real big about something else, but not only that. Now, if you can find it before I do, that's good. But he said something else. Not only that, he made a statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. That we just, if we can bring it out in Ephesians, is in Ephesians there, Brother Yahdai Israel? He said something in Ephesians that we need to just see what he says in Ephesians. He says something in the book of Ephesians about something. Let's see what he said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 14 and 15. Let's see what he says here. In the book called Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. What do you say in verse 14 and 15?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14, verse number 15 reads, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son. Verse 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
This reason I bow my knee, because everybody in heaven and on earth carries the name of YHWH. Ain't that big? Everybody in heaven carries the name. Everybody on earth carries the name of YHWH. Ain't that big? We read that again in verse 15. Look, we said what is the name in heaven and on earth according to Paul talking to Northern Kingdom and 3:15. What did he say?
The book of Exodus.
Same book. Ephesians. Ephesians, right? 14 and 15. Read it again. 3:14 and 15.
The book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, verse 15 read. Book of Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son. verse 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Yeah, just the name, see, right? That's the name. The whole family in heaven and earth carries one name, YHWH. Now, once we get to wrestling with all this right here, he going to tell a seer in Zechariah 14, verse 9 about this name. He said, you know, Zechariah, you know one day I'm coming back to this earth. But when I get back to the earth, do you know, I want you to write something down for me in 14, verse 9. What do you want to be written when he come back to earth, one day when he come back in 14, verse 9? What do you want to be written there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse number 9 reads, Zechariah 14, verse 9. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Yahweh, and his name one.
And his name one. So all the names you call it right now, one day up the road, you have to get rid of every name that you got in your mouth sooner or later. Because if you're going to make it in the kingdom, you must recognize that his name is one name. And that one name will get you something that you need to know. So if you got the one name, anytime you mention the name, you use the one name. Guess what that one name will get you in 116 verse 13 or some. Now, so if you sit there and say, well, you want to talk to him, you want to talk to your father, you got to call him by his name. And you got to understand that you are his children called Israel. Now, so you got a father and son and daughter relationship with your mighty one. So now you can talk to him. You can call him Yahweh. This is one of your sons and daughter Israel. So now this is what he's saying here. What person just said that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I didn't catch it, see ya.
You didn't catch it? Well, I forgot about it just that quick. So I forgot about it. So we found out one thing. That when we call on that name, that one name, yes, we're talking about that one name. Well, we precept that to something there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
It,
you don't got to wait.
It was Psalms.
I'm sick. Huh?
It was in Psalms, I believe.
Yeah, right. 116:13. Come on there, Brother Yahweh. I got my eye on you now, Brother Yahweh Israel. 116:13. Let's find out what that name is, get up. If we get that one name right, let's see what that one name will get us according to the Bible in 116:13.
Book of Psalms 116, verse 13 reads, I will take the cup of salvation, call upon the name of Yahweh.
When you call upon the name of, how many letters is that?
Four letters, YHWH.
That is the name for salvation. So if you understand one thing, when you're talking to the one up in the air, that the one that's up and away, the Father and the Son, for salvation, you call on the one name, YHWH. Now, Peter pulled it in Acts 4:12, and he said something behind that. Now, Peter came about 1,000 years later. And Peter said something in Acts 4, verse 12. And what did he say?
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse number 12 reads. Book of Acts 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men and women, whereby we must be saved.
Now, Peter says in Acts 4, 12, is no other name to call on to be saved. Now you can continue to let the world manipulate you and call him by another name. But that manipulation just didn't start 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. The manipulation started way before 96 AD. Let's go to Acts 4, verse 18. Let me show you that this manipulation came a long time ago. It just, it's been passed over, regurgitated over and over and over. Somebody behind something. Let's see what happened in Acts chapter 4, verse 18, about who started this, why we use so many names today. Let's see if we can get the foundation of it by going to Acts chapter 4, verse 18.
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse number 18 reads, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Yahweh.
So the religious leaders, they commanded the apostles, which is the followers of the Almighty, listen, we don't care about you teaching. Just don't teach in the name. Why don't you use the name that traditionally called Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha? We don't mind you teaching. Just don't teach in the four letters. Just don't teach that. We don't care about you now, 12 disciples. We just don't want you. Read again in 418, Acts 418. This is what they told the followers of Yahweh the Son. Look what they said, what they don't want them to do, 418.
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse number 18 reads, Acts chapter 4, verse number 18. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Yahweh.
You see that? But when you ignore that fact, let's see what the Mighty One would do. We understand, but look what it says in the same Acts chapter 5:29. What do it say in the same book there, Brother Yahdai, in 29:30? Listen to this real good. Although we heard what they say. They said, listen, we don't mind you teaching. Just don't teach in the name of YHWH, proper pronunciation, Yahweh. Don't teach in that name. But let's see what was they answer to them that said that to them. What was they answer in 5:29 and verse 30 of Acts? Because see, one day you'll be at the crossroads, and they say, well, why are you, I don't like you teaching, you talking that name. Then you know from the Bible, what do you supposed to say according to the Bible? Acts 5:29-30. What does it say?
The book of Acts 5, verse 29 and verse 30 reads, book of Acts 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than men. Verse 30. Yahweh of our fathers, raised up Yahweh the Son, whom you slew and hanged on a tree.
Mm-hmm. He says, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than man. See, if I'm in a ministry and we can't wear no fringes and we got to call on names called Lord God and Jesus and we got to keep the day calls of, we got to keep the days that's not the blessed day, I'm going to tell you something. Look, I can read what it says in Genesis 2, verse 3. What do you say in Genesis 2, verse 3?
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse number 3 reads, and Yahweh blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
Well, see, I'm going to tell him, listen, I don't mind paying your tithes, paying your free will offer, but why is we here on the wrong day? I remember my parents told me, don't hang out on the corner now. And, well, you know, I got stopped by some bad boys. Well, what was you doing? I was hanging on the corner. Well, stop hanging on the corner. Wait a minute. You telling me the Bible, the blessed day is the seventh day, and the seventh day is what you call when the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday? Why is we here on Sunday? All you do your homework. The Catholic Church gave you Sunday. They say they're above the Bible. Trust me, you're going on Sunday. And we've been manipulated for so long, and we still been manipulated. But a lot of us just don't care. We just keep going on Sunday. And so you just head to the slaughter. There's nothing you can do about it, but the blessed day is the seventh day of the week. That's why the six anointed camps have two classes. One that starts at 7:30 on Friday. Another one returns at 12 o'clock on Saturday. Because we keep the Bible Sabbath day. Because that's the only blessed day. So once we start doing what this man tells us to do, then we start seeing things of change. It starts changing. Matter of fact, folks, we run in problem with our kinfolks. Let's see what it says about the kinfolks. Let's go to Issachar's boys, the book of Job, chapter 19 there, Brother Yahshua Israel. So then we got some kinfolks, my kinfolks, my citizens. They got something to say. Okay, let's see what he says in the book of Job, chapter 19, verse 13 down to 21. Let's find out about our siblings or what we supposed to do when it comes down to our closest little ones. Job 19, 13 down to verse 21, what it say?
The book of Job, chapter 19, verse number 13 through 21 reads. Book of Job, chapter 19. Verse number 13, yet put my brethren far from me, and mine acquaintance are very strange from me. Verse 14, my kinfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. Verse 15, they that dwell in my house, and my maids count me for a stranger, am an alien in their sight. Verse 16, I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. Verse 17, my breath is strange to my wife, so I entreated for the family, children's sake, of mine own body. Verse number 18, your young children despise me. I arose, and they spake against me. Verse 19, all my inward friends abhorred me. They whom I love are turned against me. Verse 20, my bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh. And I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Verse 21. Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me. O you, my friend. For the hand of Yahweh have touched me.
Mm-hmm. So once you start making adjustment to the Bible and keeping the Sabbath day, Friday night to Saturday night, your own friends going to look at you real strange. Your kinfolks going to look at you real strange. Matter of fact, he said the wife don't even want to hear, don't even want to be around my breath no more when it comes down to the Sabbath day. If that we just got through reading, what verse is that again? That he said my own breath became a strange to my better half. What verse is that again, that Brother Yahshua Israel?
Verse 15, I believe.
Yeah, what does it say? What do it say that, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Verse 15, they that dwell in my house and my mate count me a stranger. I am an alien in their sight.
I want the white part there, Brother Yahshua. What about the better hand?
Verse 17. My breath is strange to my wife, so I entreat it for the family, the children's sake of mine own body.
Yeah. So your own help me. She gonna start looking at you at the side of your head. She said, "What? We gotta wear what? Fringes? I gotta take off my what? Pants and put on some fringes and a dress?" Now you know you ain't coming in the same room I'm in and we're trying to go to bed behind that kind of conversation. Do you know what you just got through telling me? I've been wearing pants all my life. Yes. But he tell you if you wear pants in 22 verse 5 according to our maker is or what? What it say in 22 verse 5? I've been wearing pants all of my life. And you telling me now you gonna bring that Bible and say I can't wear no pants no more? 22 verse 5 of Deuteronomy. What did Almighty say?
Book of Deuteronomy 22, verse number 5 reads, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. All that do so are an abomination unto Yahweh.
Well, you know, you met me when I had my pants on. I was abomination then, but now I'm abomination now. Now, you know you done said too much to me in my ear. You know you better not knock that. Why don't you go on over your mama's house right now behind that kind of conversation? Because I just can't stand you being in the house with me. You met me wearing pants. And now you tell me I got to come out of pants and I got to put on a dress with some fringes on it? Yes. Why so? Why so? Then you got to have a book. Let's go to Sirach, chapter 3, verse 9. Let's find out why. Why so? Let's find out why so. We come back to verse 12. Why so I got to wear pants? I can't wear no pants no more, mister. You call me mister now, huh? Yes. Yeah. Okay, let's find out why you ain't got to wear pants no more. You can't wear pants no more. 3, verse 9.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3. Verse number 9 reads, for the blessing of the father established the family of children, but the curse of the mother rooted out the foundation.
If I don't tell you what time it is, the curse is going to remain over my family and you too. That's why I'm saying you cannot wear pants no more. Because if I tell you what time it is, you're supposed to say 2:19 and to 21 to me. When I tell you what time it is, by me being at 37 verse 12 of Sirach about them pants, you supposed to recognize what's on the table and genesis of this creation of man and what happened. So I got to take you all the way back to 2:19 through 21 and show you something before furniture start moving up in my house. 2:19 and 21, what it says in Genesis.
Book of Genesis 2, verse number 19 through 21 reads. Genesis 2, verse number 19. Now the ground Yahweh formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Verse number 20. And Adam gave name to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, to the beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a help meet for him. Verse 21.
Oh, what 21 say?
Verse 21. Yahweh caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. He took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh. Instead thereof.
Now what happened next?
Verse 22. And the rib which Yahweh had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto Adam.
Oh, and brought her to. So woman came from man. And then the Almighty brought her to him. Then he sit there and watch him make a decision the same way he made a decision in 19 and 20. So then the Almighty woke him up. Then when he woke up, he brought her to him. And then what happened next? Now he's standing back watching his son operate. And what happened in the next verse?
Verse 23. Adam said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of me.
Ain't that something? Because she come from me, and she supposed to be my help meet. The role of the creation, when the father talked to his son Adam, said, this is my creation. I'm going to bring you this woman that came from you to be for you a help meet. Then I'm going to say something else, and 3:16 about your help meet. Now I'm gonna say something else about your help meet and 3:16. I'm gonna give her eyeballs to eyeballs rules and regulations. So Adam, you just listen to me. Give her rules and regulations. You my son, so you listen to me when I'm gonna give her rules and regulations. And 3:16, what do you say?
The book of Genesis 3:16. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
So the Almighty told his son, and that's the greatest thing, you sit your son down, and he said, now look, my son, watch your daddy take care of business, and you watch me take care of business. Now bring that old woman over here. Let me tell you something. You see my boy sitting right here? Yes. He is to rule over you. You got it? Yes, I got it. Good. Yep. Now you hear that, my son? Folks, whatever you say, that's the end of it. And that's how the blessing supposed to be established then, and that's the only way it's going to work now. We must return back to the Bible the way it were, then Yahweh will put the blessing over us. If we return back to the Bible. Long we keep doing things the way we see the other 17 nations do it, they were not given this order. But this order was given to one people, how to govern the family. Then Paul pulled that verse. And he says something in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians 34. He pulled that verse, and he says something. Now, we just got to read 3:16. Now, Paul pulled that verse, and now Yahweh the Son is back in heaven. So Paul went and visited the northern kingdom called the 10 tribes. And he pulled that verse. Let's see exactly what he said in 3:14. What he says in 3:14 of 1 Corinthians.
The book of 1 Corinthians 3:14. If any man's work abideth which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
Mm-hmm. Well, make it, let's get down to verse 34. 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 34. Now, but keeping you in the mind what the Almighty said to the woman in 3:16. Now, here, this is 4,000 years later. I mean, 4,000 years later, something like that. 4,000 years later? Oh, I know things changed. Let's see. Let's see what it says in the 14th chapter, verse 34.
The book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 14, verse 34, that your woman keep silent in the congregation, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. They are commanded to be under obedience, as also says the Torah instructions.
And also says Genesis 3:16. Also says Genesis. So you mean Paul quoted something that was said 4,000 years ago? Yes, he did. Paul quoted something that was said 4,000 years. So how is that done away with? Why is Paul quoting that? Because of Malachi 3, verse 6. Let me show you why Paul quoting that. Malachi 3, 6.
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse number 6 reads, Book of Malachi 3, verse number 6. For I am Yahweh, I change not. And for you sons of Israel, Jacob, are not consumed.
He said, I don't change. Then he came in the body. And 13, verse 8. Then now he came in the body. And Paul is going to rehearse the righteous act in 13, verse 8. Or the book of Eva, knew the title called Hebrew. Now, he said that out of the body. Now he on taking a body. Now he on went back up to heaven. Now Paul was raised from the womb according to Galatians chapter 1:16 to say this. Now here's Paul is getting ready to say something at the great big temple of the Almighty Yahweh in the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrew, alluded title called Hebrew. What did, now listen to this. What did Paul say, Brother Yahweh? What did Paul say at the great big temple of Israel, southern kingdom? What did he say in the 13th chapter, verse number 9? What I want? 8. 13 verse 8. What did he say in 13 verse 8?
The book of Hebrew. Do the word Hebrews. Chapter 13, verse number 8 reads, Yahweh the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yahweh the Son is the same yesterday. What yesterday? Genesis 3:16. He's the same yesterday in 3:16. Today and forever. So what he said back there in 3:16, it stands right today. So remember one thing. If we get in order, then the Almighty will bless us according to his word, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. See that? Now, once we understand that, we all right. Let's run over to the book called 1 Corinthians. Chapter 4, verse 9 through 16. Let's see what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 9 through 16. What it said that, Brother Yahdai Israel, 1 Corinthians 4, 9 through 16.
We got 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 9 through 16 reads. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 9. Well, I think that Yahweh has set for us the apostles' land, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to minister spirit, and to men. Verse number 10. We are fools for Yahweh the Son's sake, but you are wise in Yahweh the Son. We are weak. But you are strong. We are honorable. But we are despised. Verse 11. Even unto this birth, even unto this present hour, we both hunger, thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. Verse 12, in labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer. Verse 13, being defamed, we entreat, we are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscourge of all things until this day. Verse 14, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved son, I warn you. Verse 15. Though ye have 10,000 instructors in Yahweh the Son, yet have ye not many fathers. But Yahweh the Son, I have been begotten you through the covenant. Verse number 16.
Right.
Wherefore I beseech you, be you followers of me.
That's been talked about, Yahweh Israel. He left up a final word in verse 14 and 15. You mean Paul talked with that kind of a tone of voice? What did he say in verse 14 and 15? Now, you know what I said. What did Paul say in verse 14 and 15?
Verse number 14, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 14. I will not these things to shame you, but as my beloved son, I warn you. Verse 15, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Yahweh the Son, yet have you not many fathers. For Yahweh the Son, I have begotten you through the covenant.
What did Paul say in verse 14 again, Brother Yahweh? That's a profound word he's using. You mean that word in the Bible in verse 14? What that word say again?
I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved son, I warn you.
Hate that something. The man said, I warn you. This is the man telling you. He said, I warn you to make a decision according to as is written in the Bible. I'm telling you, the only way you're going to make it, you will have to make a Bible decision, not a worldly decision because your feelings is in place. No, see, right. You got to make sure you make a Bible decision. He said, I'm warning you to make sure you make a Bible decision. Let's go to Sirach chapter 2, 1 through 10. But it's a price to be paid with it now. We go on to the book of Sirach and see what the price is to be paid in Sirach chapter 2, 1 through 10. Let's talk about that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, Paul says, I warn you. I'm telling you straight up, keep what's written in his Bible. If he tell you in 22 verse 12, I'm warning you to be a 22 verse 12 Deuteronomy. What do you say in the wind? Deuteronomy is 22 verse 12. What do you say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Deuteronomy 22. Number 12 read. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 22. Verse number 12. Deuteronomy 22, verse 12. You shall make you fringes upon the four quarters of your garment, wherewith you covereth yourself.
You make you some fringes, and around your garments you wear fringes. Paul says, I'm warning you to put them fringes on, because that's the way Yahweh gonna recognize you. So if you not gonna wear no fringes, Yahweh is not gonna recognize you. So Paul is warning the northern kingdom to put them fringes on. Because Yahweh is not gonna recognize you without them fringes. So I'm warning you, put them fringes on. I'm warning women, take them pants off. Put them fringes on. See, that's what the man is saying. That's the powerful word he's using. I'm warning you. Did Paul say it again? Read verse 14. Then he tell you the benefit of it in verse 15. Read verse 14 again and 15. That word, the word, you know what the word, I'm warning you. You know how you've been in school. Look, I'm warning you. Get out of my face. Now, if you continue in my face, I'm warning you. Get out of my face. So he knows. If somebody put the word warning, you know behind that going to come that left hook. Look what Paul said in verse 14 and 15. What did he say?
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse number 14, verse 15, read. Look at 1 Corinthians 4, verse 14. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved son, I warn you. Verse 15. Though you have 10,000 instructors in Yahweh the Son, yet have you not many fathers. For in Yahweh the Son, I have begotten you through the covenant.
Yeah. So he's saying now the consequences of it is the covenant. Now let's go to Sirach chapter 2, 1 through 10. Let's listen to this real quick. Sirach chapter 2, 1 down to verse 10. Let's kick off. Listen to what he's saying in the book of Sirach, chapter 2, 1 through 10. Let's see what the old seer was told by the Memphis spirit in Sirach, chapter 2, 1 through 10. What was he said? What was he told there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 2, verse number 1 through 10 reads, Sirach 2, verse number 1. My son, my daughter, if you come to serve Yahweh, prepare yourself for temptation. Verse number 2, set your mind aright and constantly endure, and make no haste in time of trouble. Verse number 3, cleave unto him and depart not away, that thou mayest be increased at thy lasting. Verse 4, whatsoever is brought upon you, take cheerfully. Be patient when thou art changed to a low estate. Verse 5, the gold is tried in the fight, and acceptable men and women in the furnace of adversity. Verse number 6, believe in him, and he will help you. Order your way aright, and trust in him. Verse 7, you that fear Yahweh, wait for his mercy. Go not aside, lest you fall. Verse 8, you that fear Yahweh, believe him, and your reward shall not fail. Verse 9, you that fear Yahweh, hope for good, and for everlasting joy and mercy. Verse 10, look at the generations of old and see, did there ever any trust in Yahweh and was confounded? Did any abide in his fear and was forsaken? Of whom did he ever despise that called upon him?
He said, he said, search by any history book. He said, show me anywhere when they feared Yahweh that he didn't deliver. He said, show it to me. He said, what book, what history is written anywhere when you had me right, I didn't get you right? He said, show it to me. He said, show it to me. And that's why he looked at, he came down and visited Malachi. And he asked Malachi for found said, he looked at Malachi. He said, Malachi, are you a seer of the retinue? He said, yes. He said, well, I got something to ask you, Malachi. And one, Malachi 1:1 and verse 6. He said, Malachi, I got something. I want to ask you something. He said, Malachi 1:1 and verse 6. Let's see what's going on there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 1:1 and 6.
The book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse number 1, and verse number 6 reads, the book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse number 1, and verse number 6. Malachi, chapter 1, verse number 1. The burden of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi. Verse number 6. A son under his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Save Yahweh of oath unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And you say, where
that's
ain't
good.
We despise?
That's good right there. He said, now, if I be a father to you, where is my honor? And if I be a master to you, he said, where is my fear? He's a Malachi. He's talking to Malachi. He ain't talking to children of Israel. That's Malachi's job to go do that. He said, Malachi the seer, if I be your father, then where is my honor? And if I be your master, where is my fear? He ain't talking to the whole nation of Israel. He's talking to the seer. He said, that's what I'm going to know from you, Malachi. If I be the master, where is my fear? And what do you mean by my fear? 111 verse 10 in the book of Psalms. What do you mean by it? 111 verse 10.
The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse number 10 reads. Psalms 111. The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse number 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
He said, the fear of Yahweh is gold that do his first five books. He said, I be the master these people call the children of Israel that got my name. Then why are they not doing the Torah instruction? He said, why are they not doing that? Let's precept that to 119 verse 24 of Psalm. We're going to precept that. We're going to precept that. Maybe get a little more information out of that. We're going to precept that to Psalms 119, verse 24. What it says in 119, verse 24?
The book of Psalms 119, verse number 24 reads, Psalms 119, verse 24. Your covenant also are my delight and my counselor.
Oh, the covenant is my delight, and the covenant is my what?
My counselor.
Ain't that something? You're trying to tell me that you have to find, you get your feet. That's our problem today. We don't like that. We don't like that word counselor. But David just said, my counseling. So when David needs some counsel, he got to make sure it's coming out of what again, that brother Yahweh Israel? See, you got, that's why you got to understand something about being counseled. You got to make sure your counsel come from where? 119 verse 24.
The book of Psalm 119 verse 24 reads, your covenant also are my delight and my counselor.
So if you're going to be counseled, make sure those that counsel you use the Bible to counsel you. Don't let them sit around you and give you day past experience on what they did. You're not counseling properly. That's why you got to be anointed to be counseled anyway. Now, we just read exactly what David said how counseling is supposed to be. Read that again. So now you got to be, now you got to take this verse and keep this in your mind. If you to be counseled according to the Bible, how do you supposed to be counseled? According to the Bible. What verse? 119, verse 24. Let's see what it says.
The book of Psalm 119, verse 24 reads, thy covenant also are my delight and my counselor.
So that means that those that sit before you, if you go on to a counselor, make sure you're not going to someone that's going to lay you out on that couch and charge you $300 an hour from one of the other 17 nations. You're going to pay them all that money to be counseled. And now time, they're going to show you, tell you what's written in the Bible. So now you see now, all the money you're going to pay to go see Doc Cook stretch you out on the couch, and you telling Doc Cook some things that, and he's going to give you answers according to his mind. If you're going to get counseling, Steve Ray, make sure the counseling comes from the pages of the Bible. Did it tell you in Sirach chapter 6, verse 6? So, you know, he gives you all the instructions so you can be prepared on how to conduct yourself. Sirach 6, 6, 35 through 37. Listen good. Listen to this, Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. Then skip down to 35 through 37. So you see what you learned so far out of Take 44? Now it's time for you to be counseled. I got a problem. I need to have some answers. Now, you got to understand what the Bible says you're supposed to do. Sirach, 6, 6. Then skip down to 35 through 37. What does it say you're supposed to do? What the Bible tell you that you're supposed to do? Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 6, verse 35 through 37 reads. Book of Sirach 6, verse number 6. Be at peace with many. Nevertheless, have but one counselor of a thousand. Verse 35.
Be in peace with many. Hold on, let me get in there, brother. Y'all got yourself. Be in peace with many. Be in peace with all. What ain't Lily or Jeffrey be in, and would Uncle Buck be in peace with many? Always make peace. Why did he tell you always make peace? Let's run to the book of Jeremiah. Why he tell you to make peace? Let's see if we get an answer on that. Why is it being peace with many? Maybe we can find out in the book called Jeremiah 29, and it's picking the verse 4. Why should we be in peace with many? Let's see what we can get out of that by going to Jeremiah. Coming back there at 35, 39, shortly there, Brother Yahweh Israel. But we want to find out how we get peace. Let's go. Let's take a look at Jeremiah 29, 4 through 7. And matter of fact, we'll take a closing statement behind that on you, Brother Yahya, as well. We got this Thursday evening, this special edition called Thursday evening. You gotta keep your throat ready for the big one when the sun sets tomorrow. Jeremiah 29, pick up verse 4, down to verse 7. Let's find out why we got to make peace.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 4 through 7 reads. Book of Jeremiah 29, verse 4. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of Israel, to all that are carried away captive, whom I have called to be carried away from Yahdar Judah, through the word Jerusalem, unto Babylon. Verse 5, build you houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Verse 6, take you wives and beget sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters to your husbands. They may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. Verse 7, seek the peace of the city where they have called you to be carried away. Captain, pray unto Yahweh for in the peace thereof shall you have peace.
So you say, you see, he said, don't be a rabble around. He said, the word he is to seek peace. Now you got to seek peace. So how you seek peace? You don't get caught up with more than one counselor. And one counselor will show you later on in there, but it tell you now, this rabbit up in 35. Verse 35 through 37. Back to Sirach 6, 35 through 37 in the closing statement of Brother Yahdai Israel. So you see, the Bible is, see, you know, we very radical. We got problems all over. You know why we got problems? Because we don't know how to seek peace according to the Bible. We refuse to let the Bible be our guidance. If the Bible be our guidance, guess what? Yahweh will give you the peace that's written in 26 verse 3 of Isaiah. He'll get your brain on right. You're going to be all over the place. If you let the Bible show you how you get Yahweh's peace. Close saying that, Brother Yahweh, Israel 35 to 39, what it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 35 to 37, read. Sirach 6, verse 35. Be willing to hear every Yahweh discourse. And let not the parable of understanding escape you. Verse 36, if thou seest a man of understanding, get you beachheads unto him. Let your foot wear the step of his door. Verse 37, let your mind be upon the ordinance of Yahweh, and meditate continually in his Torah instruction. He shall establish your mind and give you wisdom at your own desire.
Messiah. And so that's why it's so important to make the sixth location. When you got a rambling mind all over the place, Yahweh is letting you know. When you make the Sabbath day class, sit down, have big ears, a little mouth, pay attention to the one that anoint to help you. Yahweh will establish peace in your brain. You won't be all over the place. You won't be a murmur, backbiter, complainer. You be just duff as Yahweh, because Yahweh said you can't get it no other way than I got it written. So you got to get counseling, and the counselor got to show you what the Bible says. Then you have peace all in your brain. And then when you speak with a peaceful of 12:25 Proverbs, you won't be all over the place talking about what you don't like and what you do like. I don't like this. I don't like that. Because you'll open the door for Satan the devil to ease in on you, because he brings them spirits on to show you what you don't like. That's Satan speaking, and will show you, maybe not in this lesson, but maybe not. Enough said on that. Brother Yahdai Israel, what's your closing statement is behind that one? Come on.
Hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir. Love the way it's rolling out, see Israel, of Sea Royal. Great work, T. to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. All right. We're going to bring the elder back in for his closing statement on tape number 44. Bring the elder back in. He'll give his closing statement. And remember one thing. The big broadcast coming up on Power Talk. So if you know how to get in the room and got any questions, comments, the elder will be over there ready. All the seer's going to do is ride shotgun. I ain't going to say a word. I just be taking notes. We're going to bring the elder back in and get closing statements on him. So we'll see if we find him and bring him back in to get closing statements on the elder. All right, elder. Elder Tills, what your closing statement is on tape number 44. You on the clock. Come on. What you saying, WCC? We feel like nuking Mr. Tills. Well, it's your radio station. You do what you want to do. Is that what you feel like doing? That's all. Well, Mr. Tills will be on the next broadcast on Power Talk. So you feel like nuking Mr. Tills? Okay. Well, what can we say? We're going back to the network. Look for Sister G. Israel. We'll bring it in. We'll see. Can we those are some more verses out there? We'll see which way it's going. Can we find Sister G. Israel on this network? And when you meet your sister, with a loud voice, you say, Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahuwah Bijel C. Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there, Sister G. Israel, Yahuwah be with you, too. Let's see, can we get a little bit more? So we found out some things that, WCC, you something else. So, let's find out something about this Bible that we need to know about this Bible, Sister G. Israel. Job said something about this Bible, how you read and understand your Bible in Job chapter 11, verse 6. Can you see? Let's find out how are we supposed to read our Bible. Job chapter 11, verse 6, what does it say?
Job 3:11, verse 6. And that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that Yahuwah exacteth of you less than your iniquity sin deserves.
So we make our mistake that understand the Bible is not a novel. The Bible has a double meaning. Every time you read this Bible, it has a double meaning to it. Now, Sarah pull that verse from Job, Issachar's boy, in 42, verse 24. He pulled that verse. See, listen to me. When you read your Bible, you're not going to never understand it until you understand the Bible has a double meaning to it. You might look at something and think you got the answer to it. You don't have the answer to it because it got a double meaning to it. Sirach
42:24
says what?
Sirach chapter 42, verse 24. All things are double, one against another, and he has made nothing imperfect.
So now we're going to bag up to 1 through 8. Now you just heard that, right? Now we're going to bag up in the same book. And look what it says in 42:1-8. Now keep this in your mind when you're reading the Bible, you have a double meaning to it. You might read it one way and think you got it. You don't have it. They got double meaning to it. Because you knew you was going into captivity. 42:1-8. Listen good. So, G. Israel, come on.
Sirach, chapter 42, verse 1 through 8. Of these things, be not you ashamed, and accept no person to sin thereby. 2. Of the Torah instructions of the Most High and his covenant and of the judgment to justify the un-Yahwali. 3. Of reckoning with your partners and travelers or of the gift of the heritage of friends. forfeitfulness of balance and weight, or of getting much or little. 5. And of a merchant's indifference selling, of much correction of children, and to make the side of an evil servant to bleed. 6. Sure keeping is good, where the evil wife is, and shut up where many hands are. 7. Deliver all things in number and weight, and put all in writing that you givest out or receivest in. 8. Be not ashamed to inform the unwise and foolish, and the extreme age that contendeth with those that are young. Thus shall you be truly learned and approved of all men living.
Now what he said that? Now read verse 1 and 8 again. Read verse 1 and 8. Now what he just said, see, the Bible have a double meaning. What did that member spirit tell Sarah? We're going to look at 4, 2, verse 1 and 8. And let's see, what is he saying? 4, 2, verse 1 and 8.
Verse 1, of these things be not you ashamed, and accept no person to sin thereby. 8, be not ashamed to inform the unwise and foolish, and the extreme aged that contendeth with those that are young. Thus shall you be truly learned, and approve of all men living.
So you see, he said now in verse 1, he said, now if you know if this person is a sinner, if you know they're a sinner, but you won't say nothing, and you know they're a sinner, and you're not saying one, he said, now be not ashamed to call them a sinner. Read verse 4, 2, verse 1 and 8 again. This is what he's trying to tell you. Now if you're looking at a person, and they yo, ace, cool, boom. He said, you cannot be ashamed to say, hey, you are a sinner. 4, 2, verse 1 and 8. Listen good.
Of these things be not you ashamed, and accept no person to sin thereby. 8. Be not ashamed to inform the unwise and foolish, and the extreme age that contendeth with those that are young. Thus shall you be truly learned and approved of all men living.
Ain't that something? He said, now if you're sitting there watching a sinner, and you know they're a sinner, but I ain't going to say, no, I'm just going to hold my peace. But what is the biblical definition of sin? What you mean, I'm a sinner? And you know they're a sinner. But you won't say nothing. You just continue your conversation like it ain't nothing happening. What is the biblical definition of sin? 1 John chapter 3, right side of the book, verse 3 and 4. What is the Bible definition of a sinner? And you won't say nothing. 3, 3 and 4 says what?
1 John chapter 3, verses 3 through 4. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the Torah instructions. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instructions.
Sin is the breaking the first 5 books. So, you looking at a person breaking the first 5 books, and they got their mouth gone. You see, he said, be not ashamed to say, wait a minute, you are a sinner. What your mouth is going for, period. You ain't got no fringes on. You don't keep no high days. You don't keep the regular Sabbath day. Why are you running your mouth? So you see, he said, be not ashamed, just call it the way it is. If you do so, then Yahweh will be ready to bless you, because you got to understand something. He said something in 12, verse 9 through 12. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12. Let's pick up at verse 9 down to verse 12. Let's see what we can get out of this, Sister G. Israel. Let's see what we can get out of Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 through 12. What can we get out of that, Sister G. Israel? Come on.
Revelation chapter 12, verses 9 through 12. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his evil ministering spirits were cast out with him. 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our Yahuwah the Father, and the power of his Yahuwah the Son, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our Yah day and night. 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. 12. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time.
Let's go to the three children, the three holy children there. We're going to the book called The Three Holy Children out of the Apocrypha. Let's see if we can follow up on some of that. So he says, Satan the devil have came down to you. Satan the devil, came down to you now. But you know he got a short time. That means he got a short time. What do you mean by he got a short time? What does that mean according to Matthew? Hold that three holy children up there for a minute. Put that to the side. Let's find out what he mean by he got a short time. What did he tell in 25:41 of Matthew about his short time? Let's see what's going on in Matthew 25:41.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his evil ministering spirit.
Read that again after Jesus. There's some in that. Let's hear that again. What did he say again?
Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his evil ministering spirit.
Oh, the ones on the left hand. He's going to say the ones on the left hand that, you got a problem. I prepared the lake of fire, and the ones on the left hand on fountain will get off into the lake of fire. I wonder what is he talking about? Let's go to the 14th chapter, End Time Prophecy, verse 6. What is he talking about? How is the left hand end up in the fire with Satan the devil? What is he talking about? Maybe we precept our Bible in the 14th chapter, End Time Prophecy, pick up verse, and we'll read down to verse 13. Maybe we can unmask what he's talking about. The one on the left hand is going to be thrown in the fire with Satan the devil. Before you read that, let's read what happens to Satan in the 20th chapter of Revelation. What will happen to him in verse 10? Let's find out something that's going to happen to Satan. The devil. See if we find out what's going to happen to him 20, verse 10, then skip down to 14 through 16. You know, this Bible tells about everything. And I wonder why we're so confused. What does it tell you about it in 20, verse 10, then skip down to 14 through 16? Revelation, end time prophecy, chapter 20, verse 10, 14 through 16. My final verdict. Look, G, Israel, come up.
Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 and 14 through 16. Verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast out into the lake of fire.
He said, whosoever is the one on the left. So that the one on the, so whosoever is the one on the left, they was cast in the lake of fire. So the one on the left, so now we know the destiny. If you on the left, now you know exactly where you're going by being on the left. You're going into the fire if you on the left. According to John writing the end time prophecy, he said, devil deceived the whole world and was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the false teachers, shepherds, was there. And they were tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, what is it? So how do we know what side we on? We must check the Bible. Let's see what side we on by going to the 14th chapter and picking up verse 6 down to verse 14. So now, since we know how it's going to happen for Satan, he said those that's on the left hand is going to the fire. So how will we examine ourselves? Easily. We go to the 14th chapter, pick up verse 6 down to verse 13, and we look right in the mirror as Sister G. Israel reads the 14th chapter, 6 down to verse 13. What does it say?
Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 13. Verse 6. And I saw another ministering spirit fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting covenant teaching to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh, and give honor to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the fountains of waters. 8. And there followed another ministering spirit, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. 8. And the third ministering spirit followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, 10, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the righteous ministering spirits and in the presence of the Lamb. 11, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. 12. Here is the patience of the saints, the congregation of Israel. Here are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh the Father and the faith, belief in the covenant of Yahweh the Son. 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in Yahweh from henceforth. Yes, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
As they talk. Now you know we got a precept after the 9th chapter of the 2nd book of Sirach. That's big talk, yeah. You mean that Bible tells that? That Bible said those on the left hand is the one that don't keep the Torah instruction. So the ones on the right hand is the one that keep the Torah instruction. So now we know the end of those that do not keep the Torah instruction. We just got to read it in 14 chapters. So if you don't have the right hand that keep the Torah instruction, you on the left hand, and the left hand, you already know what your destiny is. Unless something you got to do in a hurry. And the only way you can get out of this, it got to be an Acts 3:19 in a hurry. What it says in Acts 3:19?
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent you therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
So the only way out of this, what do the Bible say you got to do there, Sister G. Israel? The only way out of it is what? According to 3:19.
Repent you therefore and be converted.
That's the only way out of it. Now back up the 2nd chapter, pick at verse 37 down to verse 40. Who is he telling this to? In the 2nd chapter, verse 37 down to verse 40. Who is he telling this to? Your only way out of this thing, the ones on the left hand. If you know you're not keeping the Torah instruction, the way it's written in the Bible. Now, Peter's going to say who this message is designed for. 2:37 down to verse 40, what does it say?
Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 40. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their minds and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, the followers, men and brethren, what shall we do? 8. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the righteous Spirit. 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahweh, our Yahweh, shall call. 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation.
So, that's what Peter said. But you had another young fellow. He was a apostle, the word carrier for Northern Kingdom. Let's see if anything changed when he heard what Peter said. So now, in the 2nd chapter of Philippians, chapter 12, 9 to verse 16 there, Sister G. Israel, let's see what it said. Let's see what Apostle Paul said after he heard Peter, what Peter said. So now he has to get on this donkey and get to the Northern Kingdom, or get on them ships and get to the Northern Kingdom. And let's see, did he make any kind of alteration in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 down to verse 16?
Philippians chapter 2.
16. Make it 16.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 through 16. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. 13. For it is Yahweh which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. 15. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of Yahweh, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. 16. Holding forth the word of life, I may rejoice in the day of Yahweh's anointed son, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go and wrap it up with the three holy children. Now we heard all that good stuff now, so you letting you know, it's up to you. He said, now, is you going to be a left handle? Remain. I'm confused. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Your time going to run out. Or you going to repent and get on that right hand and then tear up the gates of one of the six anointed camps that brought the other children's life and get in with some big ears and little mouth and learn something to make sure you're not on the left hand. Because we read what the left hand going to do. You go on to the five with Satan the devil, unless you repent. We go on to the three holy children out of the apocryphal, the book that they've taken away. And we're going to see exactly what says in verse number 2 down to verse 5. Then we'll just skip on down for time's sake, 24 through 30. Let's see what's going on in the holy children. Out of a book called Apocrypha, the book they just taking out. Look, what it means about Apocrypha, or we just taking the books out. Why you do that? Because we know if you hear all this, then maybe you might start making some changes. But we're going to bring it to you. The three holy children, and we'll pick it up at 1, verse 2 down to verse 5 and 24 through 30 in the closing statement now, Sister G. Israel. And we'll catch you tomorrow at 7:30. For the more B-O-T-T-Y, you're on the clock. Come on.
The song of the three holy children, verses 5 and 24 through 30. Verse 2. Then Azariah stood up and prayed on this manner, and opening his mouth in the midst of the fire, said, 3. Blessed are you, O Yahweh of our fathers. Your name is worthy to be praised and honored forevermore. 4. For you are righteous in all the things that you have done to us. Yes, true are all your works. Your ways are right, and all your judgments truth. 5. In all of the things that you have brought upon us and upon the righteous city of our fathers, even Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, you have executed true judgment. For according to truth and judgment did you bring all these things upon us because of our sins. 24. So that the flame streamed forth above the furnace 49 cubits, 25, and it passed through and burned those Chaldeans. It found about the furnace. 26, but the ministering spirits of Yahuwah came down into the oven together with Azarias and his fellows, and smoked the flame of the fire out of the oven. 27, and made the mist of the furnace so it had been a moist whistling wind, so that the fire touched them not at all, neither hurt nor troubled them. 28, then the three, as out of one mouth, praised, honored, and blessed Yahuwah in the furnace, saying, 29, blessed are you, O Yahuwah of our fathers, and to be praised and exalted above all forever. 30, and blessed is your righteousness and honorable name, and to be praised and exalted above all forever.
Wait a minute, Sister Israel. Now, all that was going on where in verse 2 through 5, all this conversation was going on where? According to verse 2 down to verse 5, all this great conversation was going on where? 1,
then,
2 down to verse 5.
Verse 1, and they walked in the midst of the fire, praising Yahuwah and blessing Yahuwah. 2, then Azarias stood up and prayed on this manner and opened his mouth in the midst of the fire. 5, said, 3, blessed are you, O Yahuwah of our fathers. Your name is worthy to be praised and honored forevermore. 4, for you are righteous in all the things that you have done to us. Yes, true are all your works. Your ways are right, and all your judgments truth. 5, all the things that you have brought upon us and upon the righteous city of our fathers, even Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, you have executed true judgment, for according to truth and judgment did you bring all these things upon us, both because of our sins.
Read verse 31.
Blessed are you in the temple of your righteous honor, and to be praised and honored above all forever.
Ain't that something? Now, G. Israel, you mean all this conversation is going on, and that's why it's so important to make the temple site in verse 31 of 6 location. But all that was going on when things was not in their favor. So that's when you're supposed to really step it up. Now, these three holy children, where were they at with all this conversation going on, Sister G. Israel?
And they walked in the midst of the fire, praising Yahuwah and blessing Yahuwah.
Ain't that something? So when it's hot and heavy, that's when you both be at your best, praises of Yahuwah. And this is the point we're trying to tell you, see, right? You're going to be tested. You got to all remember what these young men was in the fire, thrown in the fire. And they said, look here, we're going to praise Yahuwah regardless. And guess what Yahuwah said? See that? To the middle spirit, God has said, hey, fire. Get on away from these three young men and let them keep praising Yahuwah and chip them up to the temple and tell them, give your testimony in the temple. See, I see right here. That's why we keep telling you. You got to make the temple site. You got to sit around brothers and sisters that's in the word of Yahuwah, and they can unlock that brain, but Satan cannot come in. As long as you remain with the way you are, your brain will always be disembodied. You will never quote, thus says Yahweh, because your brain will be disembodied. But once you sit around brothers and sisters in the 690 camp, then you'll get back and start quoting, thus says Yahweh, because he's able to deliver us Israelites, even in the fire. Sister G. Israel, closing statement, you on the clock. Catch you tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seed Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's what the G Israel Seed Royal. So now look what we all got out of this lesson, Kate 44. So when it's not in your favor, that's when you're supposed to be all out for some dust, says Yahweh. If you know your end, you're going to be in the fire. If you don't change your wicked ways. We telling you your end, you're going to be in the fire. And you still continue to look to your left, look to your right, listen to your right. Get in where you fit in at. I'm telling you something. Your time's going to run out. You don't know when your time. Yahweh said his time is always. He know his time, but we don't know our time. It's best for Yahweh to find you going to the temple or taking out in the temple than taking out being alone. Got it? Good. Let's run back to the network. We go and find the mothers out of Camp 1 and bring them in. You can find Mother D.F. Israel, and Mother E., Mother Z., and bring them in. We're going in for the clothes. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh be with you, Seer Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seer Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother E., Mother Z., come out of Camp 1. Tribe of Young God Judah, Mother E., Yahweh be with you, Seer Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, or Seer Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look what we all learned. So even Yahweh let the three young men be thrown in the fire. In the fire. And he, now that's when you're tired. You folks say, hey, well, you got to offer me, give it to me. What you want me to do? See? But no. No, see right here. That's the part we're trying to tell you. No, see right here. You'd rather go to the fire than cross your mighty one. Get a case in point there, Mother D.F. Israel. We get a case in point by going to Revelation chapter 2. As a matter of fact, let's pick up at verse 3. Let's look at Revelation chapter 3. Verse 10 and 11. This is what's said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. Mother D up Israel. Let's start off right there. And Mother D have me, Revelation 2:10, waiting on it. Let's get these out the way, and let's see where we go from there. Revelation chapter 3, 10 and 11. Mother D up Israel, you on the clock, come on.
Revelation chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take your crown.
Ain't that something? He said, I'm going to bring this hour of temptation on all the world. He said, I'm going to bring it up on you. He said, I'm telling you something. Hold what you got. Hold what you got. Mother E., what is it say in 2 verse 10?
Book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thus faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Yes, here are you. So now, hey, he's telling you, he's making a claim with you now. He's now, look here, hold what you got. Matter of fact, in the second chapter, Mother, be up Israel. Let's go to Revelation chapter 2. And we'll pick it around about 2 down to verse 5. Let's see what it says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 2, 3, 4, and 5. Revelation 2, verse 2, 3, 4, 5. What does it say?
Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 to 5, verse 2. I know your works and your labor and your patience and how you canst not bear them which are evil, and you have tried them which say they are followers, apostles, and are not, and has found them liars. Verse 3. And has bore and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love. Verse 5. Remember therefore from whence you are fallen, and repent and do the first work, or else I will come unto you quickly and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent.
What is it in verse 2 again now, Mother D.F. is there? What is it in verse 2?
Revelation 2:2. I know your works and your labor and your patience and how you came and canst not bear them which are evil, and you has tried them which say they are followers, apostles, and are not, and has found them liars.
Ain't that something? You mean that book said that? All you mean is a way you can find a person that what they own. Just watch them through the pages of the book. You can watch them through the pages of the book if you tie your last night lesson with it. You know, a lot of them will say, yeah, I'm Yahweh. I follow me some Yahweh. But Yahweh said, oh, no, well, when you Yahweh until you're being tried. Now, watch this. You got the trial come up on you. Then you are not so. We'll leave that alone because of time, see? That's pretty good. Because Yahweh do some things there, Mother E. He do some things in Isaiah 48, verse 10. See, what we think, because we come into the know the knowledge of Yahweh. But he told Isaiah, he said, Isaiah, would you put this down in my book, 48, verse 10? Would you just write it down? I don't want to pick it up as bosses of the true Israelites. What it says in Isaiah 48, verse 10.
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10 reads, Isaiah 48, verse 10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
He done what? What have you did again, Mother? He done what?
I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
Oh, he has chosen you in the furnace of affliction. He ain't choose you when everything is all right. No. See, right? You got to first pass the furnace of affliction. The only way you're going to make this pay, you got to first pass the furnace once you come out of the furnace of affliction, then you be changed. Huh? You got to first go through the furnace of affliction, Steve, are you? That's the part I don't like. Well, that's the part it's going to be. The first thing I got to do is try you, see what you're made of. Mother D of Israel, what it says in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 4. See, I got to try you out, and I got to test you, see what you're made of. Because a lot of them say, well, yeah, I know my Yahweh, yeah, but why, when the time come, you all of a sudden vanish? 2 Corinthians 7, verse 4, listen good.
Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4, my boldness of speech towards you, great is my honoring of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation.
You got to be joyful in what, Mother D of Israel?
All our tribulation.
You mean I got to be joyful even in the tribulation part? That's the part I don't like. Now, here comes the tribulation part. I got to break out and run it. See? No, see, Ray. When the tribulation comes, you're supposed to be what, according to 7 verse 4, Lord D of Israel?
Joyful in all our tribulation.
Ain't that something? You mean that Bible tell you that? That's the part I don't like. That's the part, that tribulation part. Now, if I can get past that, I can serve him. No, it don't work like that. Mother E, Romans chapter 5, verse 3. No, it don't work like that. First thing you got to do is get hit in the mouth first. Now, once you endure this, and I'm going to hit you with what you love the most. Now, if you can get past that, Romans chapter 5, verse 3, listen good.
Romans chapter 5, verse 3.
Make it verse 3.
5:3 reads, and not only, Romans chapter 5, verse 3, and not only so, but we are in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
Oh, so Mother Eve, if we get some tribulation on us, what are we supposed to do? Just run off through the raw in the house? Oh, it's on me now. Oh, it's on me. What are we supposed to do when tribulation catch up with us? Knock, knock. Who at the door? Tribulation for you. What are we supposed to do there, Mother E?
Tribulation work patience.
Tribulation, right. You're supposed to have patience because you're going to go through that part of it. So be Mother E. Give me 16:33 of St. John and Mother E of Israel. Help me first Maccabees. Make a second Maccabees chapter 7, verse 2, and we're going to read about that a little bit. So, when tribulation hit us, we must have patience. Yahweh is going to try you on what you love the most. You might love that piece of car the most. You might love your job the most. Whatever you love the most, that's what Yahweh is going to drop the tribulation on you. But it tells you in 16:33, Mother Eve, how you're supposed to handle tribulation. And let's see what it says in 16:33.
Look, John chapter 16, verse 33.
Make it 33.
John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. in the world. You shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
So he letting you know you shall have this. It ain't
right.
No way of getting around it.
Right.
If you're going to get to the place you got to go, you're going to get a big belly full of tribulation. But he said when it's happened to you, be of good cheer. I overcome. So you want to go through the tribulation part. Don't be a murmur, backbiter, and a complainer. Except what Yahweh has said. Now we're going to get a case in point there, Mother D of Israel. In 2 Maccabees chapter 7, let's read a little bit and let's see what we can get out of. 2 Maccabees chapter 7 and pick it up at verse 2. And let's listen to the tenor of this conversation going on. Come on.
2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am. Pick it up at verse 2.
Verse 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 2. But one of them that spake first said, thus, what wouldest you ask or learn of us? We are ready to die rather than to sin, transgress the Torah instructions of our father. Verse 3. Then the king, being in a rage, commanded pans and I don't know what that word is, to be made hot. Verse 4. Forthwith being heated, he commanded to cut out the tongue of him that spake first, and to cut off the utmost part of his body and rest of his brothers and his mother looking on. Verse 5. Now when he was thus maimed in all his members, he commanded him, being yet alive, to be brought to the fire and to be fried in the pan. And as the vapor of the pan was for a good space despaired, they exalted one another with the mother to die manfully, saying thus, verse 6, Yahweh, look upon us, and in truth has comfort in us as Moses in his song, which witness to their face declares stand, and he shall be comfort in his servant. Verse 7. So when the first was dead after this manner, they brought the second to make him a mocking stock. And when they had pulled off the skin of his head with the hair, they asked him, will thou eat before you be punished all throughout every member of your body? Verse 8. But he answered in his own language and said, no. Wherefore he also received the next torment in order as the former did. Verse 9. And when he was at the gap, he said, you like a fairy taking us out of this present life, but the king of the world shall raise us up, who have died for his Torah instruction unto everlasting life. Verse 10, after him was the third made a marking stock, And when he was required, he put out his tongue, and that right soon, holding forth his hand, verse 11, and said, I can't get that. Or see. These have I from heaven. These have had from heaven, and for his Torah instruction, I despise them, and from him I hope to receive them again, verse 12, and so much that the king and they that were with him marveled at the young man's courage, for that he nothing regarded pain. 13. And when this man was dead also, they tormented and mingled the fourth in like manner. 14. So when he was ready to die, he said, thus, it is good being put to death by men to look for hope from Yahweh to be raised up again by him. As for thee, thou shalt have no resurrection of life. 15. Afterwards, they brought the fifth also and mangled him. 16. Then looked he upon the king and said, thou hast power over men. Thou art corrupt. Thou doest what thou will. Yet think not that our nation is forsaken of Yahweh. 17. But abide a while, and behold, his great power, how he will torment you and your seed. 18. After him also they brought the sixth, who being ready to die, said, be not deceived without cause, for we suffer these things for ourselves, having sinned against our Yahweh. Therefore marvelous things are done unto us. 19. But think not you that takest in hand to strive against Yahweh that thou shalt escape unpunished. 20. But the mother was marveled above all and worthy of honorable memories, for when she saw her seven sons slain within the space of one day, she buried it with a good courage because of the hope that she has in Yahweh. 21. Yet she exalted every one of them in her own language, filled with encouraging spirit and striving up her womanish thoughts with a manly stomach, she said unto them, 22, I cannot tell how you came into my womb, for I neither gave you breath nor life, nor was it I that formed the member of every one of you. 23, but doubtless the creator of the world who formed the generations of man and found out the beginning of all things will also of his own mercy give you breath and life again, as you now regard not your own self for his Torah instruction's sake. 24?
Yeah. That's good right there. So now, what you learn out of that? See, like I said again, I'm looking at the articles everywhere. The president got some on the table, and you want to know what is the answer you're just hearing the answer when we finally one day will be read what the president got on his tape. And you're going to be at the crossroads. And we're showing you what the Bible tell you to do when you at the crossroads. Mother E, let's go to Sirach chapter 36, 1 through 17. So you want your answers about what should I do? What should I do? Well, all the answers is in the Bible. You do what the Bible tell you to do. In Sirach 36, 1 through 17, Mother E, what does it say?
Sirach chapter 36, 1 through 17. Sirach chapter 36, verse 1. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon us, O Yahweh, of all, and behold us. Verse 2. And send thou fear upon all the nations that seek not after thee. Verse 3. Lift up thy hand against the stranger. Strange nation, and let them see thy power. And thus was sanctified in us before them, so be thus mindful among them before us. Verse 5. And let them know, as we have known thee, that there is no Yahweh but one, but only thus, only you, O Yahweh. Verse 6. Show new signs and make other strange wonders. Honor thy hand and thy right arm, that you may set forth your wondrous work. Verse 7. Raise up indignation and pour out wrath. Take away the adversity and destroy the enemy. Verse 8. Make the time short. Remember the covenant and let them declare their wonderful work. Verse 9. Let him that escapes be consumed by the rage of the fire, and let them perish that oppress the people. Verse 10. Smit asunder the head of the ruler of the nation that say, there is none other but we. Verse 11, gather all the tribes of Israel together and inherit thou them as from the beginning. Verse 12, O Yahweh, have mercy upon the people that is called by your name and upon Israel whom thus has name their firstborn. Verse 13. O be merciful unto thy Judah, the southern Canaan, thy righteous city. O be merciful unto thy Judah, the southern Canaan, thy righteous city, the place of the rest. Verse 14. See a vine with the vine unspeakable article, and thy people with thy honor. Verse 15. Give testimony unto those that thou hast possessed from the beginning, and raise up seers that have been in thy name. Verse 16. Reward them that wait for thee, and let seers be found faithful. Verse 17. O Yahweh, hear the prayer of thy servant. According to the blessing of Aaron over thy people, that all they which dwell upon the earth may know that thou art the Yahweh, the eternal Yahweh.
What do all verse 16 say again, that mother Marie? What do verse 16 say again?
The book of Sirach, chapter 36, verse 16. Reward them that wait for thee, and let thy seers be found faithful.
So we got to wait on him, even in the fire. And that's what God is saying, that mother.
Right.
So he's telling us, you know, a lot of people want answers. And we know one thing, the Bible got all the answers. Just like everybody else went through it. Don't think that you ain't going to go through it. Everybody going to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's precept that to Exodus 22, verse 20 there, Mother Eve. Precept that verse to Exodus chapter 22, verse 20.
Okay. 22, 20.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see what it says in 22, verse 20. You want to precept that verse.
Thank you, Lord.
Maybe we can get a little bit more on that if we preach at it a little bit. 22 verse 20. And Mother D of Israel, help me, Isaiah 26 verse 7 through 10, waiting on it. 26, 7 through 10, waiting on it.
Exodus chapter 22, verse 20.
What
does
it say? 22, verse 20. What
does
it say?
He that sacrifice unto any Yahweh, save unto the Yahweh only, he shall be utterly destroyed.
So he's saying, if you do this thing contrary and do anything false, according to what's written, and you go opposite of what's written, you only sacrifice to the one and only Yahweh. You know what he's saying. Make sure you, when you make a calling and make your election sure, according to 1 Peter, make sure the decision you make, you can read it out of the Bible. Don't let nobody to your left, to your right, make no decision for you, unless you can read what you're supposed to do. That's why you're supposed to be clear about who's supposed to do the counseling for you. Is the six anointed counsel of voices of the two Israelites. Because we're going to show you what the Bible stands to do. The world's going to tell you to do one thing that's contrary to Yahweh, but the Bible's going to tell us what to do. And what we have to do is stick with the Bible. What do the Bible say concerning whatever it is? We will be in a ministry that whoever is the overseer, the ones that anointed, show you what the Bible says. Mother of Israel, Isaiah 26, 7 through 10, what does it say?
Isaiah chapter 26, 7 to 10.
Yes, ma'am. What does it say? 26, 7 to 10.
Isaiah 26, verse 7 to 10. Verse 7. The way of the just is of righteousness. Thou most of righteous doest wait the path of the just. Verse 8. Yea, in the way of your judgment, O Yahweh, have we waited for you. The desires of our soul is to your name and to the remembrance of you. Verse 9. With my soul have I desire you in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek you early. For when your judgment are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Verse 10, let favor be shown to the wicked. Yea, will he not learn righteousness in the land of the uprighteousness? Will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of Yahweh?
He says, regardless of what you said to the wicked, he ain't going to do right. He said, you run and plead your cause with the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to do right. See, your focus is to come back to your mighty one, because you can get in line and get all down the road with your petitions everywhere. Don't mean a thing. Mm-hmm. The wicked is not going to do right, Steve Ray. See, once we recognize the wicked, according to Ecclesiastes 1:15, Mother D.F. Israel, see, you have to know Bible. That's why you have to be, get away from that one-eyed Satan on that TV and understand what the Bible says. In Ecclesiastes 1:15, what did it say there, Mother D.F. Israel?
Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 15. And it reads, that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanton cannot be numbered.
So he says the wicked has to be made crooked.
Mm-hmm.
The wicked cannot be made straight. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to start now right here. I'm going to go. Matter of fact, this is going to be my best buddy. Well, you do what you want to do, but it's contrary to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Precept 7:13, and Mother, he had me, Revelation chapter 3, verse 2 and 3, waiting on me. Precept that, Mother D.F. Israel, to 7:13. See, that's why you have to be clear. Same book, go to 7, verse 13. Same book,
okay.
You in Ecclesiastes. Chapter 7, verse 13. And Marlene, tell me Revelation chapter 3, verse 2 and 3, waiting on me. So what are you trying to tell you, Steve Wright? You try to figure out and watching that one eye say what they're going to do for you. But that's why you have to be in the ministry, the one that's going to tell you what the Bible's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And what do it say in 7, verse 13?
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 13. Consider the works of Yahweh, for who can make that straight which he has made crooked?
Y'all hear that? Now, Precept Psalms 7:11, Mother D.F. Israel. See, when you come to this ministry, we'll teach you how to precept. And then you have all the answers before you. Look what it says in 7:11, Mother G.F. Israel.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11. Wisdom is good with an heritage, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun, S-U-N.
Mm-hmm. So wisdom, that's what wisdom is all about. Okay, we'll leave it like that for a minute. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2 and 3, Mother E, what it say?
Revelation chapter 3, verse 2 and verse 3. Verse 2, be watchful. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2, be watchful and strengthen. The things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thou wert perfect before Yahweh. Verse 3. Remember, therefore, how thus have received, heard, and hold faith, and repent. If therefore thus shall not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
So he's telling you, he's telling you to Matthew 26:41. So he's telling you something, that mother, he's telling us something in Matthew 26:41. What is he telling us? And more deep, Israel, I want you to take your time and look at that 7-Eleven one more time. Real carefully in song. Look at it real carefully.
I thought you said Ecclesiastes.
No, I said Psalms. But that's okay. But we'll come back in a minute. Mother Dia, Marie, 26:41.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
So he's telling us to watch and pray now. Watch and pray. See, remember, Satan cannot bother you when you're watching and praying and singing in his book. So give me Ephesians 5:16 to close the thing there, Mother. Ephesians chapter 5.
I can't. He ain't clear.
Give me Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 16 there, Mother E, and a closing statement.
Ephesians chapter 5.
Verse
16. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
So you got to redeem the time. Don't get caught up in a lot of those outside of the Bible information, because the days is evil. So you got to redeem that time. You can't keep on trying to wrestle with auntie, sister, brother. You got to redeem the time. Let Yahweh take care of that. You don't burn yourself out with all the outsiders in your ear. Redeem the time, because the time and the days are evil. Mother Z, close the statement. You on the clock, come on.
Okay. Thank and praising Yahweh for this class. Thank and praising Yahweh for this fear and for this lesson. Thank and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's listening. And thank and praising Yahweh just to be here. Hallelujah.
Mother Z, coming out of Camp One. Excellent. Now, back to Mother D in Israel. Now, we're going to go back and look at Psalms again, real carefully. And we'll look at verse 7 and 11, and Yahweh will tell you exactly what he's working with out of the mouth of David in 7 verse 11. What did he say there, Mother D of Israel? See, you're right.
Psalms chapter 7, verse 11. Yahweh judges the righteous, and Yahweh is angry with the wicked every day.
you hear that, Mother D of Israel?
Yeah.
He's angry with the wicked. How many days?
Every day.
Every day he's mad at the wicked. So understand one thing. All Yahweh is trying to tell you, just he gonna make his move. But he's angry with the wicked every day. Let's go to Proverbs behind that, and he's gonna say something in Proverbs chapter. Well, the Proverbs there. And let's see what it, let me see if I find it. Proverbs. So he's telling us something, because he hanging with the wicked every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. What's them old wicked doing down there? He said, they low out. Yeah, they low out. In 8 chapter 36. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
What is that? What does that say again? That most death is
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
Ain't that something? So how is he sinning against the Almighty One? Well, let's see what Yahweh says in 5:14. How is he sinning against the Almighty One? Let's go to St. John 5:14. He said, if you sin against him, you love death. You just ain't about ticking time bomb. So I don't know, why do you do what you do? I don't care who to my left, who to my right. I ain't sinning against this man, because I have said that I signed myself up, self up to be loving some death. What you reading that, mother? What you reading?
St. John chapter 5, verse 14.
Yeah, what it say?
Verse 14. Afterward, Yahweh the Son finding him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you.
So where do Yahweh want to find you at there, Mother G.F. Israel?
In the temple.
Then he'll let you know soundly to tell you exactly what's going on. See, you're going to stay confused until you 73:17, a song. See, you're going to remain confused. You're going to never quote just as Yahweh, because you refuse to do what the record tell you to do. The only way you're going to get your head on straight, you got to follow the lead of David. And what did David do in 73 verse 17? A psalm.
Psalm 73 verse 17. Until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
See, once you get to the temple of Yahweh, he will reveal what you need to know. You cannot get this on the internet. You can't get there by knowing that you're within 70 miles of one of the locations and you don't show up. You only going to get this when you follow what David did, got to the temple. Let's go to Job chapter 5, verse 19. Job, Issachar's boy, 5, verse 19 says what?
Okay.
Job chapter 5, Issachar's boy. Yeah.
5:19.
Yes, ma'am.
Job chapter 5, verse 19. He shall deliver you in the sixth trouble. Yea, in 7, there shall no evil touch you.
Ain't that something? Let's go to Galatians 5:22 in the closing statement. Yahweh is going to deliver you. If you got Yahweh right, he going to have you right. In that hour when everything is tried on you, it's going to come up on you. What you going to be doing? Running around in your house? You're not going to be at the triple sites or six locations? Okay, you're going to pay the price. He's not going to deliver you. What it says in Galatians 5:22, this is what it says. In the closing statement, Galatians 5:22, what it say?
Okay. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Verse 22? I'm in Ephesians. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Galatians 5:22. What is that, Mother V.F. Israel? see Roy.
Okay, Galatians.
You when you line up with the Bible. What does it say in 5:22?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, the covenant,
and
faith,
and
belief.
The fruit of the Spirit is what kind of suffering you going to go through?
Is love, joy, peace, long-suffering.
Long-suffering. You're going to go through some long-suffering. But the reward of it is kingdom time. So don't think the suffering going to start when you start getting and doing Yahuwah's business. That's when your suffering going to start. Yahuwah is going to deliver you. We read in Issachar's boy 5:19, Yahuwah is going to deliver you. My dear Israel, until top part of Saturday, what's your closing statement behind that? Come on.
Psalms 9:1-2. I will praise you, O Yahuwah, with my whole mind. I will show forth all your marvelous work. Verse 2. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, O thou most high Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
That's Mother E, Mother Z, Mother DF Israel. The mothers come out of Camp One. Listen, see, Ray, you're going to be tried. But you don't want to face the ultimate trial, the lake of fire. Get in where you fit in, six anointed camp. Call for details. Get in where you fit in it. We'll catch you tomorrow night on this broadcast. But now it's time to go to Pam Talk to hear some more of Doug Says Yahuwah. To the mother, to the brothers, Yahuwah be with you all. Shalom. Shalom.
Working as an intern with Will Smith,
You
say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess?